Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today, I am probably going to deliver my shortest podcast episode ever. But that does not mean it's not important. Wonderful information that you must listen to, because what I'm going to tell you today could have a very great impact on your life going forward. So if that's not enough of a teaser, I don't know what is. All right. So if you saw the title, you know this is about affirmations, but so many people, me included, do affirmations wrong. And that's why they don't work. So if you're doing affirmations and you're like, nothing's changing, I haven't noticed any different and I've been doing them for months, well, this might be the problem. I actually have three things that you potentially could be doing wrong, and you need to do all three of them correctly in order for affirmations to work. And I didn't realize this. I was doing affirmations for a while before I really learned what an affirmation that is effective was. And now I teach this. And so you're going to get a little tip that I give in my Second Half Spark School about affirmations and the importance of them. But I have created a new name for them. So I will tell you at the end of the episode what I call them. And you might want to adopt that name because it is a reminder of what makes them effective. Okay. So number one, people do not use tense correctly in an affirmation. So you want to avoid words that make the statement, because they're statements. They're not questions. They're not ponderings. They are statements of fact. So a lot of people put as if they haven't happened yet. So they might put, I will be, as like a kind of a future tense that they're becoming. They're in the state of becoming that, but they're not yet there. So the trick with a good affirmation is you want to put as if it's already done. And you do that by saying, make it all present tense. I am, as if you've already arrived. And so I actually recorded this episode last night and I was a little tired and I didn't have great examples prepared. And so I decided, because I wanted to publish it yesterday, and I thought I'm not going to publish an episode that is going to be less effective. And so I wanted to be super effective. So I actually pulled some great examples for you. So you could really, I think examples help people visualize stuff better. So there's a great app, by the way, if for starters who are doing affirmations, it's called Think Up. So Think Up, and you can Google it and find it. And I'm sure it's available on both Android and Apple. I have an iPhone. So, but for free, you can easily find a list. I think you go to browse is where you go, and they have them by category. So like if you need more motivation in your life, you can get a list of affirmations for motivation. If you have problems with finance, you can get more money-minded affirmations. So it's a really good place to start to find them. But let me caution you, you need to find affirmations that work for you. And I'll get to that in a second, but I just want to tell you that ThinkUp is a really good place to kind of like just brainstorm. Just brainstorm, find something that resonates with you and jot it down. But you might likely need to customize it to actually fit you really good. In terms of what the first problem with affirmations, I'm going to stick to what that problem is. You need to have them as if they've happened already. And so I have a really good example of a bad affirmation that I found on ThinkUp. And so ThinkUp needs to get their affirmations in line. So most of them are really good, but I'll give you a couple of examples. All right, this one is not good, and I'll tell you why. I know I make a difference, and I try my best to help others. Well, first of all, there's an extraneous word or two in here. Like, I know I make a difference. To me, that kind of gives a little doubt. I know I make a difference. Why not just say, I make a difference? I make a difference. Be short, succinct, and to the point. And then try is the worst word that you can use. So try should be removed, period, from your vocabulary, because you don't want to try anything. You want to do. You want to take action. And if you say try, that's an out for not doing it, honestly. So get rid of try. So how would I change this affirmation is I would also make it more specific. So as specific as you can get, these are kind of generic, so they're a little watered down. So as specific as you can get about how you're helping others, because then that makes it more real. And if your brain hears this over and over again, as that's what an affirmation is, you have to do it repeatedly, let it sink in. So I would change it. Now again, here it is. I know I make a difference and I try my best to help others. I would make it, I make a difference and I help others in deep and significant ways. And I could elaborate a little even more, but make it really powerful. Like if you're helping somebody, you want to put some kind of teeth into it, right? So that is how I would adjust that affirmation. Some of the others that are good are using like I am full of energy and live my life to the fullest. That's a great one. You know, if you are depleted of energy, you should have an affirmation that you are full of energy. And it's not by 2021, I'll have more energy. So you also want to get rid of any kind of time constraints. Because again, if you put a time if you make it more like a goal that I'm going to, in 3 months, I'm going to do this, then it's not as if it's already done. So make sure you're not making the mistake that you're not using the proper tense. I am, I have, I do, I make, it's all today. Even if it's not true yet, your brain needs to believe, and by repeating that it's true over and over, that is the best kind of affirmation to have. All right. So, and I also thought I would give you, maybe I'll save these. I was going to give you a few of mine that I listened to, but I'll save those till the end because I want to give you all three mistakes. And then I'll go there and just use mine as an example based on a lot of trial and error with affirmations. All right. So number two is, they aren't based on blocks that are keeping you stuck where you are. So if you're not where you want to be, then there is something going on belief-wise that you need to correct. So what an affirmation is great for is for convincing the brain that it's true. And in doing so, it shifts that belief from not believing to believing. And I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but it works. It really does work. So what you need to do with an affirmation is, and that's why I say ThinkUp is good for research, but you don't want to use necessarily those affirmations because they're not custom for you. They're watered down. They're genericized for the general population. So find something in there that you think resonates and fits kind of what you're looking to achieve and bring more of into your life, and then customize it. Make it really your unique affirmation for you. So, you know, a block could be something like, you want to make $100,000 in your new online business. And say you have this offline business You go to work every day. It's not filling your cup. You would love, you have this dream of having this job in a dream state. You had this dream and you said, oh God, I would love to do that. I would love to quit my job and do that. So you want to create an affirmation that will basically make you believe, because you're probably in the state of that could never happen. That was me. I wanted to do my coaching full time, but I was in this corporate world in this job that I felt trapped in. So, and I was making over 100K a year. So I was like, okay, this is my ideal. This is what I would love to do, but a lot of doubt that it was possible, right? So especially in the beginning. And so what the affirmation should be is, I am a six-figure business owner, or my online business is, the revenue of my online business is bringing in $100,000 a year. You know, so it's as if it's happened. Put customization and make it something that you want, but you don't think it's possible, but you have to have your brain believe that it has happened. When you repeat that over time, your brain believes you are sending these vibrations to the universe, and the universe is bringing to you what you need, what you want. You are attracting by basically repeating these affirmations of it has happened. It is just a matter of time before I experience it. The universe is listening, and the universe will help you get there. You don't have to know how. You just have to have the desire to bring it into your life. And you do that through these effective affirmations. So really work on when these thoughts are coming up of, I don't think that could happen. You know, you desire it, but you, very quickly after you have the thought of the desire, that you have a thought that said, You're not good enough. You're not capable enough. That'll never happen. You can't be like Susie or Johnny or whoever. That is a block. And that is a block you can overcome through a very effective, customized affirmation. So that's number two. Number three is, often people go through this, oh, this little urge, and you know, I'm just going to do, they might listen to this episode and say, I am going to go make some affirmations. Yay. And they're going to be great. And they're going to help me. And then just like starting an exercise program after a week of the adrenaline rush, then it goes into a drawer and you don't do it again, or you do it once a week. That is not going to work. You have to do it every single day. You have to make it a daily habit. You have to set intention around it, because If you don't work from intention, you're just going to be haphazard in your day. I listen to my affirmations every morning and I record them. First of all, I type them up in a Google Doc, get them to how I want them, and then I record them with my voice notes app. So it's super simple. I think they take 3 minutes to listen to. And I usually listen to them while I'm making my shake in the morning. So it's not, I'm multitasking and listening to them. Your brain is getting this stuff when you listen to it. So, and it's recommended to listen to them. Plus, if you want to accelerate and you want to overcome, because when you start listening to affirmations, especially when they're around blocks you have and beliefs that you want to adopt, but you might not have yet, what happens is your brain is like, you know, your brain's a little resistant, because your brain is focused. What's going on and what's pulling from your subconscious is all your past experiences. And those are thoughts and emotions that create the belief system we have. So if you are wanting a six-figure business, but you get these thoughts of, I don't think that's possible. When you have an affirmation that says, I am a six-figure business owner, your brain is going to go, oh. At first, it's going to feel very uncomfortable listening to that statement of, that's what you are now. And so that's okay. You want to keep listening. It's just like when you do something for the first time, like remember when you drove a car and you were like, oh, and you were so awkward and so worried and, you know, just everything coming at you. And now you get in a car and you don't even think about it. It's just like second nature. And that's what's going to happen to your brain when you're listening to these affirmations. Your brain is going to adapt and start believing that you are a six-figure business owner with your own online business. And again, that's if you want that. Whatever you want, make it an affirmation and listen to it every single day. It has to be a commitment. And it's like a brain exercise. Think about like if you want to lose weight and get a better body, get toned up, you have to exercise, right? It's just like you got to build some muscle there. But it's something you have to do and repeat day after day if you want the results, right? So if you want the results of a brain that believes that it can have these things and starts attracting, asking the universe for help to get it, because the universe, that's what it does. It goes and it wants us to have the things we desire, and it will go and help us, and it will bring stuff to us that is like, it's like magical when it happens. It's like crazy. And I'm sure you can think of one thing in your life where you thought of something and like within a day or two, something happened. It's really a scientific, actually too. It's a scientific process that this vibrational energy that you put out, that as long as it's positive, as long as it's abundant and helping others, as long as it's something that you believe is possible. So affirmations help build that belief system within us. So when you hear the word affirmation, you're probably affirmations, but they work if done the correct way. And these are the three main mistakes. So I'm going to go over them real quickly again, and then I'll share a couple of mine that have been really effective. And it's just part of what I do now. If I don't do my affirmations and listen to them, I'm like, oh my God, you know? And so I just go find my phone and listen to them. As soon as if I had a morning like this past week where I had to take my husband at 6 o'clock in the morning to get his knee operated on. So those affirmations, I don't think happen first thing in the morning. I think they happen later in the day. So anyways, first, number one, the mistake is that people don't create them with the right tense. So they are like as if they've happened, as if it's done. Number two, they aren't really based on blocks that are keeping you or the person who has created this ineffective affirmation. They're not attacking the blocks that are holding the person back at the moment. So the first thing you need to focus on, you might find an affirmation that, oh, that sounds really good. I love that. Well, it's probably something you already believe in and it's not attacking a block. So, you know, you can use it. It's not going to hurt to use it, but the most effective ones are the ones that are going to help you get where you want to go that you don't really think or believe you can get yet, because those will shift your belief system over time of listening. And the third is that they aren't an ingrained daily habit. So if you start adopting these and making these no longer mistakes you might be making, maybe you're not doing affirmations, but you should start doing them, because start with, I say five, work up to 10. Five are not going to take you very long at all. When I first learned them, somebody said you had to write them down every day. And I'm like, I'm freaking not going to write things down. That takes more time. And so you write them down when you're creating them, but then you record them and just listen to them. And sometimes I listen to them like two or three times in a row, just because sometimes my brain will I'll start thinking of like something I need to do next. Because our brain is really good at that, right? Especially if you have a big long to-do list, you're going to, I'm listening. Oh, and after I do this, I got to go do that thing. And then I realized I've kind of gone tone deaf on what I'm hearing. And so like, okay, I'm going to go listen to them all over again and really focus on them this time. So that's another little trick. So let me share a couple of mine and then we'll wrap up. One that I love is, I live my purpose every day and it lights me up. So that's present tense. And it's so true. And so I love that. Some people might say, hey, it is true. It's happening. But I love it because it's a reminder to me to never stop doing that, to never stop living my purpose. And I need to hear that, because I lived my whole life not of purpose, and doing other people's stuff. And so I'm committed to living my way of purpose the rest of my life. All right. So I also have a problem with budgeting and, you know, my expenses. I just like don't, I would rather not do that. And so I procrastinate doing that and going through, I like have my business expenses and I categorize them. And usually what happens is, you know, we go to do our taxes and I've got 5 months that I got to go categorize stuff. So I've really been trying to be intentional and regular about doing this categorization. So I have an affirmation around it. Of course, it's a block. So, and I made it, so it made put some a little fun around it. So I say, I enjoy reviewing and categorizing my expenses weekly. So set a time on my calendar where I actually look at my expenses. Cause I before would be like 2 months later going and looking, I'd be like, what was that? What did I spend money on for that? And that's not good. So I now have more focus because I'm listening to this every day and I'm making it more like it's an enjoyable activity versus I'm convincing my brain that it's an enjoyable activity and not one to procrastinate. So another one I have is I have engaged clients that show up ready to learn and grow. And it's amazing how when you have an affirmation like that, the universe brings you what you want. That this is an exact example, a perfect example of something that did not really exist because I had some clients who, when I would schedule a call, they wouldn't come to the call. And that's frustrating because I know that when they get on a call, they get more benefit. They get more transformation. The transformation is greater when they get on the calls. And so I started doing this affirmation, I think in April. And in July, I got a new group of students. And I swear to you, I think one didn't show up on the calls. All of the other, it's like a 99% show up rate. And, you know, you're always going to have the one, but it was incredible to me that I actually had been doing this affirmation and putting real solid belief around it because it's something I desired. I desired that I would have these engaged clients that would show up and that they would have these amazing transformations from the work they did, but I can't do the work for them. They have to show up and do the work, right? And of course, I support them through that. And so it actually friggin' happened. And it was so, so great because I knew that the universe helped me. It was just validation for me that having an affirmation like that, that I really didn't have a lot of control over because I was doing the same thing that I did before. It's just that I was putting it out in the universe and desiring it. And so the right people were brought to me, the right people who would get up and get in and show up. And then the last one that I want to share, because I want this for everyone who listens to this podcast, is I step outside my comfort zone regularly so I can be a role model to others that anything is possible at any age. And I want to affirm that every single day. It's not easy to step outside your comfort zone. So I need to remind myself every single day that I have to do that because if I don't step outside my comfort zone and just face the fear, that really is just resistance, you know? It's just resistance, afraid of being criticized or judged or, you know, it's so funny. I have an ad running right now and there's this woman and she said in my ad, it's a video and I'm doing a floss dance in a bathing suit. And I don't have really good rhythm. I've never said I have really good rhythm, but I think I'm doing it pretty good. But she commented in the comments under the ad, the floss dance looks really stupid. And it's like, yeah, it does look stupid. I ran the risk of putting that out there and stepped outside my comfort zone. Like I'm in a friggin' bathing suit doing a stupid floss dance and I've got that on the internet. And yeah, I was like, when I did that, I questioned it. And I was like, but you know, that's me. I do floss dances in the water in a bathing suit because it's funny. I think it's funny. So she didn't see the funny in it. She just saw the stupid in it. But I thought it was really funny that no matter what, I am committed to stepping outside my comfort zone and being a role model to the people. And then I had a lot of people who like kind of were, they were kind of mean to her, which I don't want to encourage that. But, you know, she's just somebody who is stuck and probably could use a lot of affirmations. But then there was people who came to my, you know, I found my people, right? I found my people who thought the floss dance was funny. And so, you know, being fearful of being judged by somebody who I wouldn't even want to be in my tribe anyways, is kind of a crazy kind of fear. And so it just kind of validates even more that the fear was not real. I mean, like the fear that the fear of being judged by the right person was a fear that it was made up in my mind because it ultimately didn't happen. What really happened is it brought the right people to me and weeded out the wrong person. So that's great. So, so always have affirmations that reinforce and, attack the resistance that you're feeling, around the things you desire to bring into your life. Okay. So, and that's a good example of it. It attacks the fear of judgment. And it reinforces the fact of that I want to be a role model for anybody who is older and feels it's too late or I'm too old. This is just a fantastic affirmation that I created to help me show up in the world in the way that I want to. So, and then the last thing that I wanted to say was the new name I have for affirmations, and you can adopt it if you want, because I think it's great and it really helps me, because affirmations is like, I feel it's just overused and it's just like kind of blah. I think when something maybe is overused, it just becomes blah or meh is probably a better word. I am calling them as if todations. Forget the affirmations. It's as if todations. Because you want them to be as if they are here now and happening to you now, happening for you now. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope this episode helps you to create these amazing affirmations that bring you what you desire in life. It's all possible, and the universe wants to help you. So, bye. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.